Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. Gutterhelmetindy.com.
This is certainly not good news. Potentially thousands of people who tried to dial 911 last night didn't get any success. They were left helpless because there was an outage across four different states, and pretty much the entire state of South Dakota was impacted here.
Wow.
Now listen to this. The emergency call system provider, Lumen, L-U-M-E-N, said this was all caused by a third party installing a light pole. So one light pole being installed knocked out 911 service for an entire state and parts of three others, Nige.
I mean, if that can happen just on an accident when some idiot's installing a light pole, imagine what somebody who knows what they're doing can do with the power grid.
That's a great point. And the good news is that we know everybody who's in our country, so we don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, nobody on the terrorist watch list trying to get through the southern border. Sure, nothing like that.
A Lumen spokesperson told ABC News, quote, some customers in Nevada, South Dakota, and Nebraska experienced an outage due to a third-party company installing a light pole unrelated to our services. Like, isn't that a problem, though, of like one hillbilly can back over a light pole? 911 service goes out for an entire state?
You would think, yes.
I don't think that's supposed to be the way it is. But it brings us to great moments in 911 history.
Yeah.
This was, I believe, in Florida, where a woman saw somebody doing something in her backyard.
There's a guy out on the street, and he is, like, really screwed up. I don't know if it's, like, basalt or what it is, but he's trying to get into my neighbor's car. He ran up on us. We have children. He's talking about he's God. He's, like, obviously tripping. He's in my neighbor's yard.
His pants are down, or?
Yes, he is trying to a tree.
Great moments in 911 history.
So if you think you're having a bad day, at least you've never had to call 911 on the hood of your car that has been stolen, that's barreling down the highway.
Yes, 911. What's your emergency?
My life is in danger. I'm at the top of my car. Someone's driving. I'm on the phone. Get off. Stop the car now.
Oh, man.
It's like something from a movie, right?
That's crazy.
Something Tom Cruise would do in a Mission Impossible movie.
He wouldn't call 911, though. He'd punch through the windshield.
That's true.
Strangle the driver.
Great moments in 911 history. I think this is my favorite of all time, when a certain someone broke into a Pizza Hut.
Oh, no.
High point 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to Earth.
All right. And so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay. And what do you look like?
I look like Jesus. What else do I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want. We're tired of Judases on this earth. We're going to clean this earth up. So what are you up to?
Man, where do you live at?
I don't. I'm from heaven.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
Jesus, Mountain Dew guy. A lot of people didn't know that.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, Mountain Dew guy.
I wonder if he had any toppings on his pizza.